Everybody else would have been getting no touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Well, I never scored a touchdown on as offense, but on defense, on my very last game, right, I was playing, and we were like 50-yard line, you know, and we're playing, you know, and it's real exciting, you know, and it's real close, and next thing you know, the ball comes out of the dude, this guy hit this guy, the running backs, and the ball falls right down in front of me, right? Like that close. So I'm kind of, I still remember to this day, like to the T. All right. I'm facing in the center of the field, right? I can go left to this touchdown or I can go right to that touchdown. Okay. So my first reaction was grab it. So I take off running. Now I'm not fast. Okay. I wasn't the fastest runner on the team. I was kind of slow. And I'm running just as hard as I can. This is my chance. I'm going to get a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? How many linemen can relate to that? How many defense people can relate? How many's had a touchdown in here before? Oh, yeah. No. But anyway, how many is a lineman in here never had one, or a defensive player never had a touchdown? How many? Okay, you know what I'm talking about, Jordan. You want one bad, don't you? You want one bad, right? I picked this football up, and I'm running just hard as I can. I mean, hard. I'm running, and it seemed like the touchdown was like down in Big Stone Gap, right? That's how far I had to go. So I'm running just as hard as I can, giving it all I've got, and I'm thinking in my mind already, there ain't nobody caught me yet. You know, I'm not the fastest runner in the team, and nobody's caught me. Am I going the right way? I don't hear the crowd cheering. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going the wrong way. I guarantee it. I'm going the wrong way. That's why I, because usually back then the horse collar was like the most popular tackle, wasn't it, Jason? We horse collared all the time. That's the only way I learned how to tackle. And I'm sitting there just waiting on somebody just to grab me by the neck and take me down, but nobody grabbed me. So I'm just running. And then I catch myself slowing down. Then I'm like, I'm slowing down. Run faster. You know, run, Forrest. So I'm coaching myself the whole time. Like I said, it seemed like I run from here to Big Stone Gap, and it's only like 40 yards. Okay? Still nobody's touched me. And I'm sitting there thinking, look back and see if anybody's catching or chasing you. If they're not, you're going the wrong way. If they are, run harder. But I was scared to turn because I'm afraid if I turned around, number one, I'd realize I was going the wrong way. Or somebody be so close that by me turning around, they would grab me and tackle me. You know, I want this touchdown more than anything. You dream about it. Don't lie to me, guys. You know you dream about a touchdown, don't you? You dream about it, do you know it? You dream about scoring that touchdown, don't you? Yeah. So I'm like, so I'm running. Well, this is what I had. I said, I'm going to keep running. And when I get in the end zone, if I've done it, I've done it. I've went the wrong way or whatever. So when I went around, all right, I'm running, and I cross that line, and I'm sitting there, and I'm easing over, and I look, and the guy that on my team's going, I was like, oh, I went the right way, okay? I made the touchdown. Then ended up making a safety on defense after that. So I scored like 8 points that game, right? Keep that in mind, okay? Keep that in mind. Are you with me? So, yeah. You see, I was running, and I just knew somebody was going to tackle me. But I thought I was going the wrong way there for a minute, okay? Just keep all that in mind. How many's got your Bibles? I want to talk to you a little bit about the race that we run, about obstacles that we come up against, that we face, all right? What the devil wants to create in here, in Surge, and anybody that's sitting in here, whether you go to Surge or not, is he wants to create and come at you with a shut-up attack. You say, what's that mean? That's what Will's paraphrasing, shut-up attack. Keep you quiet to not share your testimony. If he can keep you quiet, now I want you just to hang on to all these little tidbits I'm telling you because we're getting ready to go some places. Then we're going to come back to all this, okay? Remember me running the touchdown, thinking I was going the wrong way, okay? But he wants to keep you quiet. And he's going to send obstacles your way. I call it giants. It's Return of the Giants. Say the giants. Not the football team. Say the giants. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. I'm going to read a lot of scripture to you tonight, okay? So hang tight. I'll try to jump around through there. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs? Say, everyone. But only one person gets the prize, so run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. Say, purpose. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, myself might be disqualified. I'm going to talk to you about giants. Say, giants. What is a giant? It's a struggle. Struggles that you go through. How many go through some struggles in here? We all do. If you didn't raise your hand, there's your first struggle. Lying. Okay? You're lying to me tonight. Addictions. Accusations, right? You follow me? That's a giant, okay? How many's got a giant? You face giants all the time. How many know in boxing you have an opponent, right? You got an opponent, and in boxing you got to work out, right? You got to get in shape. You don't want to go in the boxing ring and you don't want and just sit on the couch and play Xbox all day and then decide you're going to get in the boxing ring. You know what I'm saying? You got to practice. You got to run. You got to get your cardio up. You got to get tough. You got to get beat on. You know what I'm saying? You follow me? It's like David, for example. I'm going to tell you. Everybody go to 1 Samuel 17:17. I'm going to shoot around in here. You know the story of David and Goliath, right? Say David and Goliath. I'll shoot around in 17. One day Jesse said to David, "Take this basket of roasted grain and those 10 loaves of bread and carry them quickly to your brothers." And basically what he did is he went over to where they were fighting. On down in 37 or 19, it says David's brothers were Saul and the Israelite army at the Valley of Elah fighting against the Philistines. Say the Philistines. And in 30, shoot down to 37, it says, "And David replied to the Philistine." This is when he got up there next to Goliath. You know, he tried on Saul's armor. It didn't work. And, you know, he went and got his 5 smooth stones in his sling. And he's going to go fight this giant. Say giant. Say giant. Now, you must not have some big giants because you got giant. Say giant. Anyway, he gets up there. You know, the giant makes David mad. He replies to the Philistine in 45, says, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head, and then I will..." That's better than TV, isn't it? Did you hear that? I'll kill you and cut off your head, and then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and the wild animals, and to the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people." Say, rescues his people. "But not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." Say, "you to us." So long story short, that's when David, down in verse 50, he had a sling, and he didn't have a sword, and he ran toward Goliath, and he hit him with the sling, and he took the giant's sword out and cut his head off. We've all heard this in Sunday school, right? We've all heard of David and Goliath, all right? All right, here's the thing. David goes, and he fights this giant, right? This struggle, this addiction, all these things that we face. This is David's giant right in front of him, okay? So he runs and he slings the stone, knocks him down. Long enough, he grabs his sword and cuts his head off. It's pretty violent, ain't it? You think he pretty much got rid of the giant, didn't he? Okay, that battle's over. Okay, we've won that battle. He did. He won that battle. But guess what? Say what? It's not the only giant he faced. Okay? See, the devil's been using the same thing over and over for years and years. The same tactics. The same tactics that he comes against us, he's going to come against you and you and you and you. And he's done it for centuries. He's used the same old stuff. It's the same old stuff. You can read through the Bible. You can read about David and you can read about David all day long. And I guarantee you in there somewhere you can relate to that, right? How many's ever studied up on David and know some of the things he's done? Is it not right, Jason? Some of the same tactics the devil used then, he's using now. All right, keep that in mind. Say he's using the same thing now. But you can imagine, you know, here's David, you know. Here's David. You know, he's killed this giant. He's done it. How many in here have ever struggled with something, and you come up here to the altar, and you laid it down, and you got set free from it, and then months later, here comes again. Here comes the other giant again. Here comes another one. Same thing. Same tactic. Right? Now, some people believe that the reason David took 5 stones is one for Goliath and the other 4 for the brothers. Isn't that right? Because he had a family, okay? So when you take down one, there's more coming. We're going to have battles. How many struggles in here? How many struggles? Now, there's some things. If you'll notice, 2 Samuel 21, 15 through 17. Now, this is David and his mighty men. They're fighting the, say, Philistines. That was the same family that Goliath come from, right? Say, Philistines. So he's fighting. He's here it is. It's all over again. Here we go again. In verse 15, once again, the Philistines were at war with Israel. And when David and his men were in the thick of battle, say, thick of battle. Listen to that. David become weak and exhausted. Say, weak and exhausted. How many's ever been there? How many has ever been fighting something so bad it become weak and you become exhausted? You don't think you can overcome it, right? You feel like you just can't overcome it. Say overcome. This guy was a descendant, going down 16, Ishbanab was a descendant of the giants. His bronze spearhead weighed more than 7 pounds. That's a big spearhead. And he was armed with a new sword and had cornered David and was about to kill him. He cornered David. Remember, David was weak and tired, wasn't he? He was exhausted. Some of us in here are exhausted and you're cornered by the devil. He's got you backed up in the corner, right? Is somebody there with me? Or I'm the only one that's in that corner, that's been in that corner. He's got you backed up in the corner. But in verse 17, he says, But, Abishai, say Abishai, he's probably one of my favorite people in here. Abishai, son of Zeruiah, came to David's rescue and killed the Philistine. That sounds like a great movie, don't it? That sounds like a great movie. You know, you're fighting, you fall back in a corner, and the giant's got the sword right up to you, getting ready to stick, and here comes your buddy. Oh! You know, you can hear the music. You know, and he kills the giant. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You follow me? Any geeks out there? So David pretty much was weak and exhausted. So that's what we get, right? But what we got to do, I'm going to give you some things tonight. I'm going to give you some things to help you fight these giants. Say, fight these giants. How many need help? How many need help fighting your giants? How many have a giant you're facing here tonight? Am I the only one? Okay, pretty much everybody is, right? One of the very things you need to fight in a battle, or fight a giant, is you need people. You need people. You need people to help you fight. Say people. Are you following me tonight? In boxing, how many watch boxing? I got a few people. You know what I'm talking about. Do that move there, Malcolm, like he's doing. Yeah, I saw you. I'm on you. Yeah, they're right there. And one thing in boxing, you have a corner man, right? This is the corner. The guy's in the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like Rocky Balboa, you had me. Rocky, hey, Rocky, come on. Yeah. You know, and you got Apollo. You know, everybody's seen Rocky. Yeah. You got all those people in your corner, right? Well, a corner man pretty much takes on the coaching duties. They have a major impact on the, I got some facts here about a corner man. They're a major impact on the outcome of the match. They help a tired boxer fight through exhaustion. Say it. They help a tired, listen, That's too much to repeat. They help a tired boxer fight through exhaustion. Remember David? He was tired and what? Oh, I got a couple people listening. Awesome. Their tactical advice can help the difference between a win or a loss, right? Are you following me? They formulate strategies in between rounds, and they relay information that might help the boxer win the bout. Many times, a boxer simply needs to be reminded of the game plan that was set prior to the match. That's what they're there for. Though the opponent's vulnerabilities surface during a bout, in these cases, it's the corner's man's job to identify the vulnerabilities and present the boxer with a strategy, right? They push you not to quit. You follow me? You kind of know what a corner man is? That's who we need to, first of all, that's who we need to be aware of who's in our corner, okay? Because the guy that's in the corner, they have these old little white towels, right? At any time when the boxer's in there, if I think he's getting beat up and he ain't going to make it or he's going to get seriously hurt and I'm one of the dudes in the corner, I can take this little white towel and throw it into the ring and it'll stop it. It forfeits. The other guy wins. Because he was tough. It was a movie. Anyway. That's another story. That's another message. But they had the power to take that towel and throw it in there, right? So if you're winning, you're fighting a battle against the devils, and I got Becky in my corner, and who knows? I may be one punch away from winning the fight. And I'm getting ready to rear back. This is it. If we can just fast forward into the future. And here's my punch. And there goes the devil, and he knocks it down. And I win. I'll beat the giant, right? Let's rewind. And I'm getting ready to throw it, and she throws in my towel. You see what I'm saying? You got to have people on your backside. You got to have people that are there to encourage you, to help you fight, to tell you not to quit. Say, don't quit. You don't need people that's going to throw the towel in on you. Too many times we surround ourselves with people with towels all the time trying to throw them in on you. I've had a lot of people that I've had to cut ties with that walk around with five of these trying to throw me in everywhere I go. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You follow me? You got to cut those ties, guys. You got to have people that's going to be like Abishai, that's going to watch your back. When you're weak and exhausted and you're laying back and the giant's got the sword right at your head getting ready to cut it off, you got to have that buddy, that friend, that Abishai that's going to come and take down that giant. Anytime, where's Tanya? Where'd she go? She went out. Okay, never mind. Scratch that. Anyway, I'll do this anyway. Tanya is one perfect example. If I feel like, I need some encouragement, all you got to do is text Tanya and say, there she is. Say, Tanya. All I got to do is text Tanya and say, hey, how you doing? And next thing you know, man, I'm ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? And she don't have an idea because she said, shoot me, yes, we're warriors, we're alive, we're getting ready. And I'm like, I didn't even ask her. I just said, hey, how are you doing? You see what I'm saying? That's who we need in our corner. Now, I've had some people I've like, come up here, Becky. Remember to use you for you're sitting over there looking like you want to be used. So. Now, if I'm sitting here fighting a battle and I'm fighting my giants, say giants, I don't need to be around people like this, and I hope she can ad-lib with me. I just don't know if I can. Yeah, I don't know if I can do this.
Even try.
I don't know if I mean. I just going through this stuff, and I just don't know what.
Yeah, I don't think you can either.
Yeah, we don't need people like that.
Just give up.
Just give up. Just give up. Get out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
So you done lost anyway. Don't matter.
Yeah, we don't need people like that, right? Give her a hand there. Iron sharpening iron. So the first thing you need is you need people. Say, people. They're going to be in your corner that's going to encourage you not to quit. Iron sharpened in iron, right? Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. You follow me? Philippians 1:27-30. I hope you realize that you're getting a lot of word. You're going to be getting a lot of, we're going to drill the word in you. And every message we do, we're going to drill this word into you. Philippians 1:27-30. Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourself in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then, whether I come and then see you again or only hear about you, I, say I, will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. And on down to verse 30, it says, we are in this struggle together. Say, together. First thing you need people. Say, people. I need a good corner man. Say, corner man. Not going to throw in the towel on me. Thank you, Corey. Second thing you need to do, and this is so simple. This is not like theology or anything like that. It's just basic, real stuff. It's just basic stuff. You need to get your mind off of it. Get your mind off your giant. You see, you know, what do you mean? See, get your mind off your problem. You need to put it on God's promise because you have victory. A lot of times we put our focus on the problem and not the promise. You follow me? We have victory. It's a fixed fight. You've heard me say it before. It's just fixed. We're in the ring with the devil and we're fighting. We're fighting all these giants and it's fixed. It's a fixed fight. We don't even need a towel. We can take our towel and throw it away. It's fixed. We win. Read the end of the book. We win. We win. Say we win. We win. Matthew 11, 2 through 6. Listen to this. This is John. He's in prison. And he heard and said, now when John heard in prison about the deeds Christ had done, he sent his disciples to ask the question, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus answered him, go tell John that what you hear and see, the blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the deaf are raised, and the poor have good news proclaimed to him. A lot of times, what that basically means is a lot of times we focus on our problem. Here John is in prison. He's like, now, you know, if you're really, this is, you're really who it is, why am I in prison? Why am I going through this? Why, I mean, are you really who you say you are? And then Jesus answers, says, the lame are getting healed. The headaches are being healed. You missed your chance there. I said, the headaches are being healed. In the midst of your fighting, you're fighting your giants here tonight, and you're saying, well, why do I have to go through this? I did. For 2 years, I fought the hardest fight I've ever fought in my life. Is that not right? The hardest, I mean, tore me up. I didn't mean to say that, but messed me up. You know what I'm saying? Where'd I get tore me up? That'd be an out clip there. Tore me up. Messed with me big time. Messed with me big time. For 2 years. 2 years. Here, I know what John was saying. I was questioning. I was like, God, really? I mean, where's my victory? Where's my, you promised me victory. You said it was a fixed fight. Let me tell you something. God is faithful. God is faithful. Y'all listening? God is faithful. I got the victory. I did get victory. It wasn't in my timing. It was in his timing. What about Peter when he had fished all night? You know, he was out. They was all out fishing. Didn't catch nothing. When it come in, he was tired, he was exhausted, he was worn out from fishing. That was hard work. Ain't nothing like it is today. Ain't none of that stuff. I'm talking about pulling up nets and all that stuff. Hard work. They've done it all night long. Then Jesus told him, go back out and catch, put your nets out again. He's like, we've been fishing all night. You know, you see what I'm saying? They're focusing on the problem. We ain't catching no fish. We ain't getting no fish. Why we won't go back out? Why we won't fight? You know what I'm saying? You follow me? But when they were obedient and they went on out, all right, we'll do it. They couldn't hardly pull them up into the nets were breaking. Couldn't hardly put it up into the boat. Are you following me? Are you following me? Because we get frustrated. How many's been frustrated? I get frustrated a lot. You're making, say, amen, sticker bar. I get frustrated when things. I mean, hey, that's another. That's another man. I'm an overcomer. First thing you need what? People. Say people. Good corner man. A good coach. Somebody's going to tell you not to quit, right? What's the second thing you're going to do? You're going to get your mind off what the giant is. Quit looking at the giant, but look at the promise that God has. All right? Look at the promise. Look at the victory. He says we'll be set free. Don't look at your addictions. Look at the promise in the Word that says, I am set free. He will set me free. Right? The third thing you need, say third thing.
Third thing.
You need a foundation, a firm foundation on the Word. Because you can't do three, you can't do two without number three. Are you following me? Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Say, word of their testimony. The word of her testimony. Remember earlier I said he wants to shut you up. He wants to bring these giants to you to get your mind off of what the promise is and put it onto the giant. Because if you're focused on the giant, you're not going to be testifying about how free you are you? You're not going to be testifying to people. He's going to shut you up. It's going to shut your mouth. He's going to shut you down, make you go back into the corner, and you're going to lay down in the corner with a sword sticking at your face. Now, what you do at this point, when you're backed in the corner and the sword is looking you right between the eyes, think about that. A lot of you are here tonight. A lot of you here tonight are in that corner. What you do, how you react when the giant has a sword in your face will determine your future. What are you going to do? Are you going to lay there? You going to let him put the sword in your face and let him kill you? That's what he wants to do, right? John 10:10, everybody knows it. He wants to take you out. He wants to shut you up so you don't go to school and you don't tell, you don't go up to, hey, you know what? There's a girl named Allison at Surge had this headache. We went up and prayed for her, laid hands on her, and like with oil, like the Bible says, and guess what? She was healed. He don't want you to say that. He don't want you to say that. He don't want you to testify. He don't want you to say, he don't want you to do that. You overcome by the word of the Lamb, and by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of your testimony. That's how you overcome. Your testimony. Say testimony. Don't get focused on the problem. Get focused on the promise. Because free people, free people. If you're free, free people, free people. Come back up here, Becky. If I got an Eeyore with me, hanging with me, I'm not saying you cut off all your friends, you don't witness to people that are, you know, they ain't about Jesus and all that. You know what I'm talking about. It's your inner circle. The people that you tell everything to. Right? You tell everything. You know, you're Eeyore. You don't want an Eeyore, do you?
Mm-mm.
You want somebody. you want somebody that want to say, you know what, Becky? I'm struggling. I'm struggling with porn. Ooh, I said porn, yeah. I struggle with a cussing. I struggle with I just struggle with the girls and boys. I struggle with boys, or I struggle with just anything. You need somebody that's going to give you the word.
You want me to give you the word, or you want me to be Eeyore? Be the word? Well, I've got an answer for that. Jesus.
You need somebody that's going to encourage you.
Get over all that. Can he help you overcome it all?
Because we're what?
We're winners.
I'm so putting her on the spot. She's like, yeah, I'm going to kill you afterwards. I'm going to kick you. but you need people. Thank you, Becky. Say, Becky. Now, when I go home and my beautiful, intelligent wife, I'm whining, I'm frustrated, and I go home, she pretty much sets me straight. Don't ever call her up at 1 o'clock at night and say, I just can't do this. Mm-mm, that's bad. She'll tell you how it is. You need to get, you know, I was getting ready to say Corey. Ask Corey. Corey's coming, she's going to man, I had to do this, man. Yeah, that's what you got to do, man. But then later he calls me back and says, oh, man, that was awesome. You know, I got to praying. I started looking up the scripture, and I got to reading the word. And next thing you know, I've overcome this. You got to have people that can iron sharpening iron. She keeps me in line. When I go home, and I'm frustrated, and I'm aggravated, and I throw my little fit. I do, don't I? I throw my fit, and she's like, she gives me the look. And I'm serious. We need people like that. Y'all think I'm joking. Is it not, Corey? Corey could tell you. Corey has called many times tonight. Hey, I don't want my parents to know. I hope their parents not watching. I don't want them to know that I'm calling tonight, but I'm going through this. And the next thing, I was like, I'm sorry. I'll do it. I'm an overcomer. But he gets encouraged. And a lot of times he encourages us. I'll text Corey sometimes. How did you pray for this? You know what he says? He don't say, when I ask Corey to pray for something. Now, this is very important, guys. When I ask Corey, this is practical. Just practical stuff. This ain't no theological. It's not junk. When I ask Corey, I ask you to pray for a lot of stuff, don't I? Corey can pray. He knows how to pray. We'll pray in agreement. He don't just say, I say, hey, man, I need you to pray about this and this and this. He don't say, well, that sucks. You ain't going to get that. He goes, you know what he says? I'm in agreement with you, and I believe with you, and in Jesus' name. That, you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm confessing that it is, that God is moving, and God is working, and God is healing, and he does that. And we do that. Iron sharpening iron. You hear me? You need, number one, you need what? People. Number two, you need what? That's it. Tell him, Brooklyn. Get on him. You need to take your mind off your giant and put it on God. Seek him first, and all his righteousness will be added unto you. He'll take care of that fight. See, for 2 years, I think, you know what? In all honesty, I don't think I would have went 2 years fighting if I would just got my mind off the giant and put it on Jesus more. You follow me? You follow me? You follow me? Number three, you need a firm foundation. You can't do number two without number three. You got to have the word, your sword. Say, your sword. It's your sword. You got to have your sword. You got to use it. You got to use the Bible. You got to quote the scriptures. You got to quote it. That's how you become overcome, through the word of the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Get everybody bow your head for just a moment. I want to talk to you a minute. Nobody looking around, don't distract. There's a lot of giants in here tonight. There's a lot of giants that you're facing. We're not going to throw the towel in on you. That's why we aggravate you and push you to strive and push you to hunger after God. That's why when you text us and you ask us something, it may seem harsh at first, but you understand later and you're like, yeah, I get this. It's all about Him. He'll defeat the giant for you. We're not going to throw the towel in. As some of your friends or your family or whoever has thrown the towel in on you many times. I've had the towel thrown on me I don't know how many times. We're not here to throw the towel. Remember when I was talking about the football? And I thought I was running the wrong way. But in reality, I was running the correct way. But the devil was in my mind saying, you're running the wrong way. You're going to be laughed at. They're going to make fun of you. And forever, they'll talk about how you ran the wrong way. But I kept running. I kept running. I didn't turn around. Some of you in here need to pick up the ball and take off running. I had a choice. I could either block for somebody that I thought should have run the ball, or I could have picked, or I did. I picked the ball up and I ran myself. Some of you need to pick the ball up and start running. We're not going to throw the towel in on you. We're going to coach you along. A lot of you need to take the towel that's been thrown in on you and wipe the sweat off your face and push harder. So I'm going to do this in a couple parts here. The first part is if you don't know Jesus, you never accept Him as your Savior, and you're like, you know what, Will? I want this Jesus. I want Him. I want him to come into my life to make this difference. I want to serve him forever with nobody looking around. If that's you, slip your hand. You see, why you don't have nobody look around? So there's no distractions. This is between you and God. Me, you, and God. I just want to know. If there's anybody in here that's never accepted Jesus, slip your hand up now. I promise you, if you slip it up and you come up for prayer, we're going to cheer you on. Number two, you say, you know what, Will, I did accept Jesus at one time. I did serve him, but I kind of went my own way. I took the ball and I went the other way. I didn't go the right way. And tonight I want to make that change. And I want to go forward for Christ. I want to rededicate my life. Let you slip your hand up. Just slip it up. Okay, the third part. There's some of you in here struggling with giants. And you're like, you know, I don't have people. I don't have those people that'll help me. If you don't have somebody helping you, be somebody to somebody else. Because everybody in here is struggling with a giant. I'm struggling with a giant. Everybody's got giants in here. Everybody in this room. If you say you don't, you're lying. Sorry, that's your big giant right there. It's your line. Because everybody that serves Jesus will have giants. Try to take them out. You're right now backed in the corner. You're exhausted. You're tired. And you felt like giving up. You felt like you've got to the 20-yard line. You thought, you know, this ain't, well, I'm just going to give it. I can't fight no more. I'm just going to quit running this ball. If that's you, slip your hand up. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Thank you. There's hands went up all over this place. Thank you for that hand. It's not time to throw in the towel. It's time to take that towel and wipe your brow off with it. Wipe the sweat. And push harder. Encourage each other harder. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to come to the altar in just a minute. You say, why do you come to the altar all the time? Because it's the place of change. It's the place to lay stuff down. You lay it here at the altar. And you can walk away free tonight. Some of you right now are on the verge of your breakthrough. Only about 10 steps away from your breakthrough at this altar. To where you can have total freedom. Freedom from the giant that's fighting. When I get to three, one, I want you to come up here. I want you to lay it down at his feet and say, take it from me. I'm not going to fight it no more. The battle's not ours, it's his. And we're going to hand it over to him tonight. Two, we're going to hand it over to him here at this altar. We're going to lay it down. We're going to proclaim that we are free. That we have defeated the giant. And we're no longer going to throw in the towel. We're going to surround ourselves with people that will encourage us and keep us fighting. Now your giant may be different than my giant. You may be dealing with anger. Your giant may be addiction. When I get to three, I want you to come up. We're going to cheer you on. When I say three, I want everybody to stand to their feet. And those of you that need to be at this altar, I want you to come on up. It's going to be freedom here tonight. Because we got to go forward and we got to lay some things down. We got to lay some things down. We got to defeat some giants in here tonight. If you're ready and you really want, you're like, just shut up and say three. If that's you, come on up now. Three. Come on. Come on. Come on up here to this altar. Lay it down. Come on, clap. If you're not coming up here, I want you to clap them. I want you supporting these people. Come on. Yeah, Jason. Hallelujah. Come on. Lay it down here at your feet. You get up here and you lay it down. You tell God, you say, hey, this is what I'm fighting, God. He wants to fight this battle for you. Yes. Mm-hmm. When you bring darkness into light, it gets exposed. And that's what you're doing. You're laying this down at His feet. You're saying, here, Jesus, I can't fight this battle no more. I'm backed up in the corner. I'm backed up and I can't fight anymore. I give it over to You. You fighting for me, God. You said You would fight for me. So I lay it at Your feet. Lay it at His feet and proclaim victory. Say, I have victory. When you get down praying and you get stand up and say, I have victory. I have victory. I have cut the head off the giant. Yes. Lay it down at His feet. Lay it down at His feet. Worship You, Father. Glorify You, Jesus. Glorify You, Jesus. We thank You for freedom, God. Thank You that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And today, God, we're going to testify that we are free. We are free from that giant. And we are overcomers, God. We are overcomers, God. And we're going to testify. We're going to testify that we're free. We're going to tell people that we're free. When you're done praying, if you're free, stand to your feet and worship Him. Raise your hands to Him and say, I'm free. Yes. I testify that I'm free from this giant. Yes. The way You I am free. I am free. We overcome by the blood and the word of our testimony. If you're brave enough. If someone's already standing up and they're done praying, get with them one-on-one and say, guess what? I am delivered. I am free from this. I am free from pornography. I am free from this. From this stronghold, this bondage. I am free. I am free from shyness. God has given me boldness. I am free. Just begin to testify. Begin to overcome. Tell somebody. Look at them. Tell somebody. Tell them. Come here, Lexi. If you're standing up and you're done praying, I want you to go to somebody and grab them by the hand and say, I'm free. I am free. My testimony, I am testifying to you that I am free from pornography. I am free from addiction. I am free from whatever it is you got freedom from. Tell them. Tell them what you're free from. I'm free from anger. Tell them. You're overcome by the word of your testimony. Tell somebody. You don't have to shout it out. Just tell somebody. Testify. You're overcoming. You are overcoming. That's what the word says. I'm sorry. That's what the word says, right, Dakota? We're overcoming. Now we can come up here to this altar and we can pray and we can go back in our seats and still fight the same battle. But tell somebody. Emily, I'm free. Tell them. I'm free. Tell somebody. Tell somebody I'm free. Tell them what you're free from. If you're brave enough, tell them. There's no shame in here. This is a real youth ministry. We tell it like it is. There's nothing. We're not going to judge. There's no judgment in here. It's no judgment zone. You tell somebody what you're free from. Begin to tell somebody. How many so far has told somebody? How many has told somebody what you've been free from? I see two overcomers right now. Two, you have overcome, Elijah. You're an overcomer. You told somebody the word of your testimony. You feel it? You feel that freedom? You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. That's it, Jazz. Go ahead. That's it, Jennifer. Tell them. You're overcoming right now. You're overcoming. Hallelujah. We still have some people here at the altar. Tell somebody. Come on, overcome. Tell somebody you got healed, Allison. Tell somebody. Come on. Tell somebody.
The way you move me.
Tell somebody, Corey. Tell them. Tell them, brother. Tell them, be an overcomer. Begin to worship Him. Come on.
Know the way You move me.
Yes.
Know the way You move me.
Yes.
Know the way.
Yes.
Know the
worship You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Glorify You. What, Haley? I overcome anger. Do you know that? I overcome anger. I overcome patience. Not having enough patience. Isn't that right? I'm an overcomer. I overcame Snickers. Where's my girl? I overcome Snicker bars. That's an inside joke. It's very real to me. It's very real to me. You said, but you know what? You're the leader. You ain't supposed to be doing that. Tell them, Betty. We ain't no different. We ain't no different than you. We still struggle. We still have giants. But we've got to overcome. Have you overcome tonight, Lexi? Yes. You overcome, didn't you? You overcome. You overcome by what? The word of our testimony. Does anybody want to overcome something? Want to stand up here boldly in front of all their peers and say, this is what I overcome. I'm an overcomer. I overcame this. Does anybody want to be bold enough to come up here? Come on, Jennifer.
I've been struggling, I don't know how long with this. And tonight, I've overcome just suicide because it's been on my mind so hard. And I thank God for that.
I don't think somebody heard that. She overcame suicide tonight. Come on, guys. I need about 5 people to go over and give her some love. Come on. Where's the corner man at? Where's the people in your corner? Who's going to go over and give her some hug? We're going to tell her how to overcome and keep overcoming. Where's your corner man at? Come on. Anybody else? Jennifer, you got set free. Where'd you go? You got set free tonight. You testified. Your testimony. Is this not right, Betty? Is this not right? Betty's my go-to woman. She keeps me in line. Anybody else want to testify before we go? Come on. Come on, Devin. I was waiting on you. Come on, bro. Hold the mic closer.
I just struggle with shyness, and I've always been struggling with shyness since I was in primary school and everything. And I just put down tonight that God takes away the shyness that it's always been in my life, and it's always blocked me from fully having God in my life to the full potential.
Do you know what the difference? You know what the opposite of shyness is? Boldness. You're gonna have great boldness. Come on, guys. He overcame tonight. Come on. Anybody else? Come on, Jamie. Come on. Let's give Jamie a hand. Come on. You see, when I say give him a hand, now, don't get me wrong now. We give Jesus all of our praise, but we got to encourage each other, right? We're in the corners, right? We're in each other's corner. We've got to encourage each other. So.
Because I'm dumb, I went to the doctor of MRI, and if it better takes, I'm dying, but I'm not. And the doctor said, over wires, I have wires. And doctor said, I am already doing it, and all the pain is gone.
Amen.
All righty. You see, you don't realize what he just did. You don't realize what he just did. You think, Lord, I know some of you, I can see your face. You're thinking, oh, that was just cute. He overcame just now. He testified. He spoke that. Just as God said, let there be light, that is just as strong then as it is now. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer, Jennifer. You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer, Devin. You're an overcomer, Jamie. Anybody else? I feel something over here. Somebody's got something over here. I knew it. Come on. Come on.
Mine was pride, because I don't care if you like come to me to pray with, because I'll pray with you and I'll strengthen you in any way I can. But a lot of times I won't tell people how I feel. Not even nobody. You can ask my mom. She'll just ask me, what's wrong? What's wrong? I just bottle it up. I won't let it out because I don't want people to seem that I'm weak. And tonight I laid it down that I just want to open up to people and let it go and tell people that I just want to lean on them.
That's awesome. Come on, Isaiah. I know you're ready. You've been...
Okay. I struggle with shyness, anger. Anger is my main. I can't take it. And I hang out with bad people. It just snaps. And people push me around. My friend? Okay, there's one person. There's like this one person. He threw a ball at his face, and I got mad. I told him I felt like doing it, but I said no. I'm gonna put my anger down.
Come here, David. Come here, Tyler. Come here, Dalton. I need some guys to come up here and give him some love here. Come on, give him some hugs. Some guys up here. This is corner men. This is what I'm talking about. But see, this is the thing about it, is you don't just do it here. It's not just a surge thing. It's an everyday thing. That's why you should be texting each other. That's why you should be Facebooking each other. That's why you should be hanging out with each other. Iron sharpening iron. Iron sharpening iron. You got a giant you've killed tonight.
For the past couple of weeks, I've been held down from everybody. I've been looking for a place for me and my son instead of living with someone else. And I've actually found one, but everybody's holding me down, telling me not to go, that I'm not ready. Well, I've overcome of letting people hold me down. I'm getting my place for me and my son. I'm letting this live.
All righty. We're overcoming. We are overcoming. What are we overcoming tonight?
I overcame my past. I mean, I got saved, but I didn't want to let go of the stuff that was in my past. Still want to listen to the same music I was listening to. Posting on Facebook. I already got told off for that by Jeff and Tanya and all of them. And I thought that they was judging me, you know? Like, it hurt me. I was like, you're supposed to be Christian, but you're judging me. But now I realize, you know, they wasn't judging me, and they really love me. And that's why they told me that. And, like, I was debating on whether even coming back or not, because that really hurt me. But I know Jeff loves me, and Tanya loves me, and Tabitha loves me. And that's why they did it. And I want to put all that stuff in my past. I don't want to listen to it no more. I don't want to do it.
Awesome.
That's some good corner man.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes you don't. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Corner man who will tell you something that hurts, because it hurts when stuff gets cut off of you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I got like five. What was you gonna say?
Anger and hatred.
Cool. Awesome. Some love there. Awesome. Anybody else want to overcome? Another little key thing here, guys. When you leave here, like I said, it don't end here. It don't stop here. You go home and later tonight and you've overcome something, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to call Kim up. Or I'm going to call Tanya, or I'm going to call Devin up, or I'm going to call Dakota, Tyler, or whoever, Malaysia, and say, guess what, I'm an overcomer. I'm going to overcome this. This giant has to go. Anybody else, real quickly before we go, anybody else lay something down? You want to be an overcomer? You want to testify that you're laying it down? Anybody else?
The tactics that the enemy uses, he whispers in your ear that God is mostly disappointed with you. How many of you spend a lot of the time thinking God's disappointed with you? Isn't that amazing how the enemy works? And we can do things to disappoint God, but he loves us. And when I think of my little girl, as little as she is, if she does the smallest little milestone, like she's able to now get up on her elbows, and I'm so proud of her for that. And is that going to change the world? No. But it's a step towards it. Yep. And she's going to be getting people out of wheelchairs one day.
Yes.
And that's a step towards it. And that's how God sees us. If I think of her that way, how much greater is it that God sees us? And that's what the song I was singing is about. It's God's song to us. Do you know the way you move me? That we move God. That we move heaven and earth with our testimony. That's what this is about.
That's it. But you notice when she said how many think that, but 80% of all the hands went up in here. Same tactics. So he's using the same stuff. The same, come up here with the mic. The same stuff he's using. So now that you see that he's using that, I'm looking for a bunch of people that'll get in the Word, find some scriptures to stand on, and start sharing with each other that struggle with that, and defeat each other, help each other defeat their giants. Just like Abishai did when David was backing up in the corner, and he was tired and exhausted and couldn't fight anymore. He was done for. He thought he was done for. But Abishai jumped in and killed the giant. We need some Abishais in here. You've seen all the hands that went up. He's not mad at you. He's mad about you. Don't ever think that God's mad at you. He's mad about you. He really is. He's mad about you, Beth. He's crazy about you. He's crazy. He's so madly in love with you. That's true love. We could never imagine how much he loves you. He's mad about you. He's not mad at you. I just need to tell you that. He's not mad at you. He's mad about you. Okay.
Something happened at Walmart. I don't know this lady. I was buying something, and this lady bought these groceries. She said, "I'm going to buy these." I'm like, "No, no, no, no." And she said, "Yeah." So she bought these groceries, and it was cheap, and she had a $100 bill. She said, "My car's broken," but I'm like, "Okay, don't buy them, don't buy them, don't buy them." Next thing you know, she bought them, and saw her a day later next at Walmart, wearing all white. Her hair was blonde. And then she said, "Oh, I remembered you." I'm like, "I remembered you." Next thing you know, she walked away. Didn't see her again. She just disappeared. And then I thought she was an angel. You guys have to do the same thing. Promise me. I don't care it's at Walmart. I don't care it's at some behind at McDonald's. But it laid it on my heart. I remembered that. But I thought she was an angel when she bought that. Had a $100 bill. And then I saw her the next day. Said her car was broken. And then she wore it all white. Blonde hair. Walked away.
Anybody else? One, real quickly.
Anger and cussing and hanging around the wrong people.
There's a pattern here about hanging around the wrong. It's not. Now listen, don't get me wrong now. I'm going to teach you a little bit here. Hanging around certain people, it's not. It won't make you bad. Because you got to witness, you got to win the lost, right? But I'm going to tell you, when you hang around them too much, that's where you start becoming like them, you start getting weak, and you start becoming like them, then there's no witness there. You need to set yourself apart. You need to surround yourself with people that's going to sharpen you. Now, that's been several things in here, hanging around with the wrong people. How about we hang out with each other? I wonder how many people in here actually hang out with each other. Before revival is going to hit this building here, we're going to have to hang out with each other. We're going to become one in here. Anybody else? I think there was one more, wasn't it? I know you. Come on. Come on, Lexi. Come on, Lexi. Come on. He's just going to.
I guess giving up my will and taking God's, because sometimes I want the right now, but in the long run, God's, yeah. Got what's better for me in the end.
I have to lay down anger, frustration, anxiety, doubt. Just going to have to lay down my flesh. Just lay down all of me. I just want to pick up God and His grace.
You're overcoming. You're overcoming tonight. It's not just cute people getting up and listening. It's not a therapy place. This is freedom. When you get up here and you speak, I was waiting on you. That's why I've been sitting here lingering. When you speak, that's when deliverance happens. If you're like Dalton and you keep it all bottled up inside, there's not going to be much deliverance. But when you start speaking His word, then I'm sorry, but the word don't come back void. So when you start proclaiming His word, you start proclaiming what the Bible, the promise is, and not the giant. The giants can't hang around. I mean, okay, that's another message. Come on.
Well, you know, a lot of things, like he was talking about, you know, anger and lust and anxiety and worrying when I should be trusting and stuff. But one I've never really, you know, laid down until tonight is just self-worth. Like, there's a lot of things in my life that I've really put everything in my heart to do and tried with everything in me, and it didn't work out. And, you know, after that happens a few times, it kind of takes a toll on you. You feel like you can't do a lot of stuff right and that you're not good at anything when it comes to a point. And that it kind of carried over into my Christian life. I felt like I just screwed that up, too, like I had everything else. And when you do that, when you go into a battle defeated, you're not going to come out victorious. When you go into a fight thinking that you have no ability to win, you're not going to come out victorious. So I laid that down tonight. I have victory.
Listen, you guys think I know. I see it all over your face.
Mine is obviously shyness. I am so shy. Ugh, it's ridiculous. But yeah, I'm done with it. I will most likely sing sometime soon if I don't chicken out. You never know. I'm going to try, though. But yeah, shyness is my battle.
It was your battle. Now, here's the thing. Go home tonight. This is your homework. Yes, we have homework today. Because we got to go here. It's running a little late. Here's your homework. Do you have something? Okay. Here's your homework. Go home. You know what you laid down. You know what you overcame. You spoke. If you lay down shyness, look up scripture for boldness. Let me tell you the easiest way to do it. Google. Google is like my best friend. Okay? You can Google anything. I mean anything. It don't matter what it is. Anything. Google scriptures for boldness. And you'll have more than you can handle. Go home. Now listen, you gotta stay on this. Am I right, Betty? You have got to go home. And everything that you lay down here, you gotta find a scripture. This is your sword. When you find that scripture, you get that scripture and you write it down on a piece of paper. Write down on a postcard. Where's Becky? We need to get those made. Okay. Write it down. If you're struggling with shyness, write down. Get you some bold scripture for boldness. Write it down. Hang it on your mirror. Hang it somewhere. Read it every day. Proclaim it. Because what you do is when you get that word, you get that, and you start saying that, this is what happens in the spiritual realm. You start slinging your stones. You keep slinging your sword. The sword goes forth and kills the giant. And you think, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. Try it. It works. It works. The sword, the word is your sword. Okay? Whether it's electronic, whether it's paperback, your sword is the word. Start proclaiming it. Proclaim your freedom. That's your first assignment. Your second assignment is to find somebody in here, whether you're close to them. I preferred if you weren't, is to contact somebody you don't ever contact on here. You got Facebook. I know you can do the friend thing. I know I'm not stupid. Do it. And proclaim freedom to each other. Say, Allison, I lay down shyness and I'm proclaiming my shyness. Allison's going to look up some boldness scriptures and shoot them back to me. You follow me? And vice versa. It's iron sharpening iron. You follow me? You follow me? Let's get rid of the giants. We got to have people. This is the first step right here. And you got to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We got to testify, guys. Alrighty. Who feels led to pray? Because we've got to go. We're running a little late there. Come on, big man.
I got one more thing about your corner man. If you ever been to a live fight, you'll see their corner man walking them down the aisle going to the ring. And their corner man is pumping them up the whole time. Now, do you think your corner man's just going to be like, hey, you got this, Devin. It's all right, man. I got your back. You know, I ain't going to throw my towel. I got your back. He's going to be like, who's got this? Who's got it? You got it, boy. Who's got it? Who's got this, D? You got this, D. You won't let this devil beat you. Huh? Who's going to win?
Me.
I can't hear you. Who's going to win?
Me.
Who's going to win?
Me.
I thought I was talking to a girl. Who's gonna win? Me? Is that all the bass you got? Oh. Who's gonna win?
Oh, that's sad.
That's sad. Sounds to me like I got some losers here. Is that right? Who's gonna win? Let's go! Everybody ready to play out? Most kind of gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for the wonderful, wonderful service you give us tonight, God, for allowing us to be out in your house, Lord. And we pray, God, that everything that everybody laid down tonight, Lord, that it just moves as far away as the east is from the west, God, and that they never, ever look back to even pick it up again, God. We ask, God, that you just go with us as we leave this place, Lord. Let us be shining examples, God. Let us lift you up, and let us just do the best we can, Lord, to win souls over for you, Lord. We love you, and we praise you, and thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Don't forget,